Today's gospel follows right after Jesus is baptized. The heavens open, and a voice from heaven says, "You are my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus like a dove. Immediately, that same Spirit drives Jesus into the Judean desert. I spent 11 years in the Chihuahuan desert of southern New Mexico, which is almost at the same latitude as the Judean desert Jesus was driven into. The Chihuahuan desert is like a dry ocean where there is almost no shelter from the sun during the day. At night, the temperature drops 30 degrees. It's like an ocean because the morning and evening winds shape the landscape into ridges that are like the waves of an ocean. Hiking in the desert is often a matter of climbing up and sliding down these ridges because you have to be careful you don't stumble into thorns, because in a desert, all the plants have thorns. You never leave the house without water in the summer because the air is so dry, you can become dehydrated within 45 minutes. But dehydration causes severe confusion, and you can get lost in the sight of your own home. Las Cruces had volunteers that would turn out to search for people who got lost in the middle of the city because they walked out of the house in the middle of the day without water. Why would the Spirit drive Jesus into such a place to fast for 40 days right after he was baptized? I think the reason is that for all its desolation, the desert is beautiful and Spirit-filled. I think the desert's dangers and beauty, or the wild beasts and the angels, force anyone out there to be in the present moment, not regretting the past nor being worried about the future, but being in the now, the one place where God is. I think the Spirit drove Jesus into the desert so that he could be alone to pray, to ponder the words, "This is my beloved Son." We are all beloved sons and daughters. We all need the Spirit to drive us into our personal deserts, where we can be in the moment, where we can pray without distraction and experience being beloved sons and daughters. I had such an experience on my first Acts retreat, and to my relief, it came without needing to fast. We have a new Acts retreat coming up for women on April 5th, and it is not too early to reserve your spot. I also had that experience of being a beloved son the first time I practiced the spiritual exercise of relinquishment. It was after Thanksgiving. Father Dave had invited me to the staff retreat. I had no idea how intense a Little Flower staff retreat could be. After an opening prayer and a very short training, we were given 20 minutes to write down a short list of the things we feared the most to present in prayer to God. We were assured we would not be called upon to share our lists. Writing for me about anything is always a little intense. Writing to God about my biggest fear is absolutely like being driven into the desert. My biggest fears have always been kept at a distance so that they did not interfere with daily life. Like Father Dave, I was taught I should not worry. The way I didn't worry was to suppress my fears and carry on. Suppression of fears has left me with high blood pressure, arterial disease, and a double bypass, and a list of fears that have never been addressed. Deliberately, in God's presence, for 20 minutes, letting my fears come to the surface and writing them down, was all by itself a relief. The second step of putting the list in God's hand was not that hard, because at 70 years old, the fears on my list are already in his hands. The third step of telling God you will accept whatever he allows to happen was harder. I still have my own ideas of how God should do his work. The fourth step of acknowledging that his ways are always better than mine is humbling, but not that hard, because the experience of doing things my way for 70 years has never worked out very well. Since the training almost 2 months ago, I have repeated the practice only twice and have had to face the fact that without a person or a group to hold me responsible, I don't have the discipline to keep it up. So I will be joining a group. How about you?